comes a time in every girl's life when she must leave the nest and go on to higher education. Join us as we begin the adventures of Little Orphan Amy. As the story opens, Amy has just gotten on the bus headed toward State University and has bid a fond farewell to her uncle and all the kids back in Galt, her aunt being at the Analysts.
Boy, I can't believe that I'm finally going away to college. I wonder what it will be like. I hope I didn't forget anything. Let's see, I have my little shoes and my lunch bags, petty pants, deodorant. Well, I sure hope Auntie remembers to feed my fish. I wonder what classes I'll have.
Excuse me, is this seat taken?
No. Go ahead, please sit down.
Thank you.
That poor boy, looks like he hasn't bathed in months. I wonder where he's going.
Where are you headed?
Oh, I'm going to State University. I'm so excited. It's the first time that I've ever been away from home since I went to camp and got sick.
Indeed. As a matter of fact, that's where I'm headed, too.
Oh, do you work as a janitor there or something?
No. As a matter of fact, I've got a scholarship lined up so that I don't have to work. I was the finalist for the Ferd Berfel Scholarship in Quantum Mechanics.
Oh, so you want to work on cars?
No. As a matter of fact, I don't believe in the things. I just hitch everywhere.
You have a horse and buggy?
No, I hitch hike.
You mean you stand by the side of the road and wait for someone to give you a ride?
Yep.
I learned in my sex education class that you could get, you know, a disease from sitting in strangers' cars.
Next stop, Podfish. Everyone in the front of the bus that's going to Podfish. Next stop, State University. All you kids at the front of the bus.
Oh, I must have fallen asleep.
Looks around.
I wonder where the boy sitting next to me went. Well, here I am at last, State University. Now just to walk up to my room and get settled. Wonder if my roommate is going to be here yet.
Amy makes her way from the bus station to a dorm, Acme Hall.
Can I help you, ma'am?
Oh, who, me? Yes, I want to check into my room.
Okay, what room do you have?
I don't know. My name is Amy.
Oh, yes, your uncle called me. You're in room 69F. Here's your key.
Oh, thank you. Where is my room?
Oh, I'll show you. I'm Dave Sturm, your RA.
My what?
Your RA, resident advisor. I'm sort of like a built-in policeman. I keep everybody in line. So don't misbehave or I'll have to come and see you.
Oh, I wouldn't do anything wrong. I have always prided myself on behaving correctly.
Oh, I see. Well, just follow me and I'll show you to your room.
Okay, just a minute. Let me get my things.
Oh, here, let me take that.
Oh, thank you, but that's not mine, suitcase. It's that one over there.
Oh, excuse me. Here, I'll open the door for you.
You have a key?
Why, yes, I have a key to all the rooms. I hope you sleep in pajamas.
Obviously, Dave Sturm has evil thoughts on his mind.
I don't understand.
Well, I'm sorry. Here's your room.
It's so small.
Well, they're all the same size, except for mine, and it's twice as big. You should come up and see it sometime. Oh, we'll see you around.
As he leaves, he gives her a pat on the golden hind.
Oh, remember, by the way, no booze, pot, refrigerators, neon signs, refrigerators, barbecue on the carpeting, or refrigerators.
Okay. Well, I'll just start unpacking now.
Meanwhile, as Amy unpacks the surfers, Tommy Tubes and Sandy Shores from across the hall engage in conversation.
Hey, Sandy, did you see that girl that moved in next door over there in 69F?
Oh, wow, what a babe. Did you see her swells?
Yeah, how can you miss them? They had me stoked.
Oh, shit. I tried to do a 360 and I hit the damn bed. I wonder if she's looking for a skateboard teacher.
Yeah, I'd like to get her on my board.
You'd really make some awesome waves.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll just take her out then.
Hey, I saw a concrete tube down over there. Let's go shoot it now.
Hey, Sandy, I bet she doesn't even know her roommate's a guy.
As Sandy and Tommy skate down the hall, Tommy almost takes a nosedive into the neighbor's spittoon.
Clam them blonde fellers almost plowed into our spittoon.
Yeah, you know how much my pa had to shell out for that thing? You would have been pretty soft they'd bent it.
Yeah, but they sure would look funny with their heads stuck in it.
Hey, Leroy, get a load of that dude over there in high water pants. He looks like he ain't seen the sun since old Widder Jenkins' sow got stuck in the old well.
Hell, he's in worse shape than Hogan's goat.
Hey there, feller. What's your name?
Humin?
Yeah, why don't you come over and sit a spell?
Oh, Bradley Woolworth, sir. I'm sorry, but I've really got to get back to my linear constrapulated servo-controlled master gonculator.
Hell, we ain't even registered yet. What you doing all that for?
It's part of my bifurcated directorometer.
Don't you get a little sweaty with your shirt buttoned up like that?
Well, my mother doesn't want me to catch a cold.
You know, Clem, I never could understand these guys with them electronic calculators on their belts.
Yeah, I'd rather have my name on mine any day.
Hi, I'm Bruce Queen. I play nose guard for the Kuyama Condors. I'm supposed to be living here somewhere.
Howdy, Bruce. I'm Leroy, and this here is Clem.
Howdy.
Hi. Do either of you two cowboys know where I'm supposed to be?
We ain't cowboys, and your room is this one, right next door to ours.
Thank you very much. Yeah, what's that pot?
Why, that's our spittoon.
Coach never told me nothing about that.
By this time, Amy, who is our heroine, you remember, has finished unpacking.
They're all done. I wonder when my roommate's going to get here.
Oh, excuse me. I must have the wrong room.
As he looks about the door?
No, this is the right place. 69 F. But who are you? Wait a minute. You're the girl from the bus, aren't you?
Why, yes, I am. They told me at the desk that this was my room. There must be some mistake. At least I hope there's a mistake. I mean, I was expecting to have a girl for a roommate.
Indeed. Well, as a matter of fact, I wasn't expecting a female room. 8. But it isn't unbearable.
We've got to change it. I mean, we can't do this. We've got to see somebody. Talk to someone. Oh, I just don't know what to do. Things like this are always happening to me.
Well, as a matter of fact, there's this guy listed in the book here. Mr. Robert Dahlstrom, Director of Housing. Maybe he could help you.
What do you mean, help me?
I don't really care what happens. But you can go see him. If you want.
Oh, all right.
As Amy storms out to go see Mr. Dahlstrom, Todd goes in search of something to elevate him from the plane of reality.
It smells inviting in here. May I partake?
Oh, well, man, we were just starting our fourth round. Come on in. But, hey, be sure to put the towel back under the door.
Huh? Oh, sure.
Hey, man, I'm Ashley Trey, and this is Cliff Drag.
Indeed, I'm Todd.
As Todd, Ashley, and Cliff go at it, Amy has just gone in to see Mr. Dahlstrom.
What can I do for you? But keep it short, I'm very busy.
Well, sir, I've been placed in a room with a boy.
What?
My roommate, sir, he's a boy.
That's impossible. Our housing is done by a computer, and it would never make a mistake like that. You did mark the sex box on your application correctly, didn't you?
Oh, yes, sir. I wrote definitely not until after marriage in the space.
Awkward silence.
Well, that's the whole problem. The computer thinks that anybody writing something like that is a boy and acts accordingly.
Well, can you put me in a new room with a girl for a roommate?
Definitely not. All our rooms are full. I'm afraid you'll just have to make the best of it. Next?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, but I'm very busy. Please leave so I can solve the next child's problem.
Sullenly, Amy walks back to her room. On the way, she meets our resident athlete, Bruce Queen.
Hey, kid, what's the matter with you?
Oh, I can't change roommates like I need to.
What's the matter? Don't you like her?
Who?
Your roommate.
She's a he.
Huh?
My roommate. My roommate's a boy.
Well, that lucky dog. I mean, that's too bad. How did it happen?
Oh, I don't know. Things like this are always happening to me.
Well, kid, how would you like to go out to dinner with a real live athlete?
Who?
Me.
Who are you?
I'm Bruce Queen. I play nose guard for the Kuyama Condors.
Oh, sure. I'm Amy. What time?
I'll come by about 5:30. Coach don't want me out late. See you then.
Wait, don't you want to know where I live?
Oh, yeah.
Where?
Acme Hall, room 69F.
Okay. I've got to go hit my head into a punching bag. See you at 5:30.
Amy goes on and runs into Tommy Tubes and Sandy Shores. Or more correctly, they almost run into her.
Hey, Tom, there's that chick again. I think I'm in love.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Amy goes back to a room where she finds that Todd and the resident heads, Ashley Trey and Cliff Drag, have migrated.
Gosh, what's that horrible smell?
Say hey, man, who's the babe?
As a matter of fact, she's my room.
Oh, wow.
I don't even know who you are. Now, what's that smell?
Well, I'm Todd. That's Ashley Trey, and that's Cliff Drag. What smell are you talking about?
That horrible, acrid smell.
Say, hey, that's us. I guess our clothes still smell.
Like what?
Wow, Colombian.
Colombian what?
Say, hey, Todd, we're going to go partake in some beer and munchies. We'll catch you later.
See you around.
I'm all confused, Todd. I mean, I don't even know where to, you know, go to the bathroom.
Oh, just go in the bathroom. Don't worry. There's doors on all the stalls.
You think it's all right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure nobody will mind. As a matter of fact, they may like it.
This is all so embarrassing, Todd.
Poor Amy goes down the hall to go to the restroom, feeling lost, confused, and very depressed. After going through the ordeal, she glances at her watch and realizes that Bruce is picking her up in less than 5 minutes. She hurries back to her room and starts getting ready for her date.
Who's there?
It's me. Bruce Queen.
I know. Just a minute. I'll be ready in just a minute. Well, how do I look?
Pretty as a cheerleader. What's that perfume you're wearing?
It's called Come to Me.
That's funny. Don't smell like Come to Me.
Hello?
Hello, Amy, dear. This is your Uncle Wombat.
Oh, hi, Uncle. I'm so glad you called. There's so much I have to tell you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've got a boy for a roommate.
You what?
I've got a boy for a roommate.
Why would you do such a stupid thing like that?
I didn't do it, Uncle. It's all a mistake.
This is unbelievable. I don't believe it. Maybe I should join your aunt at the analyst.
Uncle! Uncle! Oh, he hung up.
You ready to go, kid?
What? Oh, yes. I'm ready. Where are we going?
We're going to a place called Flat Tortillas.
Amy and Bruce drive to Flat Tortillas, a local Mexican restaurant. Amy is confused, bewildered, and frustrated, and she feels like crying.
Oh, and how are you two tonight?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. What would you like to eat this evening?
Let's see. I'd like to
and
have
And I'd like a big, thick, juicy raw steak.
What?
A raw steak. You know, uncooked.
I'm very sorry, sir. We don't have nothing like that here.
Coach only wants me to eat raw meat with my Gatorade. It makes me want to kill on the field. Coach likes for me to want to kill.
Well, I may recommend something else tonight?
No, I'll have two flat tortillas.
Two? Okay, sir, and what would you like tonight, ma'am?
I'd like a taco and a tamale, please.
Oh, you mean a taco and a tamale. Okay. Would you two care for anything to drink?
Oh, I'd like some milk, please.
Oh, fine, I'll do.
I'd like some alligator pit.
Oh, some what?
Alligator. You know, Gatorade and vodka.
Okay, I'll tell the bartender. Thank you.
Dinner and drinks come, and Bruce starts to get rather inebriated as the night goes on. His true feelings start to come out.
Amy, how would you like to come home with me?
I hope that you're not driving.
Who's talking about driving? I've got a back seat in my car.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
Let me show you.
Hey, get away from her, you big oaf.
Who are you?
I'm Susie Swiss Cheese, and I've been watching your despicable behavior all night. In fact, everybody has. They couldn't help it. Why, you vacuous heap of parrot droppings. I'll teach you to act like that.
Bruce lies curled up in a heap on the floor. The unbelievably scared Amy thanks her savior.
How did you do that?
Just practice, I guess.
Oh, do you know what he tried to do to me? He
well, yeah, kid, I know. But don't worry, he won't be doing it again. Hey, what's your name?
I'm Amy. Who are you?
My name's Susie Swiss Cheese, and I think I've just found someone to look after.
Who?
Why, you, of course. Hey, where do you live?
I live in Acme Hall, room 69F.
That's next door to my dorm, Medfield. I live in 38D.
As Amy goes on thanking Susie, we have to leave this scene. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday night at 9 to find out the answers to these and other questions. Will Amy get home somehow? Will Bruce Queen have to wear a truss for the rest of his life? Will Ashley and Cliff get a business license? Will Todd buy some clothes? Will I still be stuck here doing this? Will all writer ever come up with some decent lines? I don't understand why I keep standing around here reading this ridiculous...
The Orphan Amy is written, produced, directed, and played by the KCPR Management. Ha ha ha!